You were hoping you'd get away with that one, weren't you, Coop?
I was.
Onyx is here. He can do it. What are you muted for? Fuck!
Damn it. I was just expecting him to just pick it up and go, and I'm like, do it, do it.
Sadly, not this time.
Ah, well. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dungeon Death Sentence, where it's our due diligence to either sacrifice the doting players or the ever-benevolent DMs. And with me to... my name is Coop, and with me today are my fellow executioners. We have Engines of Stone.
Yo, what's up?
We have Skylord Carter.
Wow, the full username. Yeah, hi. Oh,
mm-hmm. Are you in trouble, Sky?
Yeah.
Nah.
What did I do? Did I kill too many people?
It's a special day today.
Is my campaign in this? Is that why you're special and calling me out?
No. Although, I was considering about adding a scenario from a previous thing that both you and I have been in.
No, I'm really concerned.
But not today.
Right.
And last but not least, we have Onyx Robot.
Hello. I am here.
This is good.
Shadow.
Yes. I find your mocking of me highly illogical. Onyx. Perhaps I should come to Canada and destroy it.
Onyx is pretending to be smart for a session, so... It'll go.
It would be a mercy killing.
5 to 10 minutes before he dumbs down. Just bear with us.
My systems will heighten.
There's a bear with us?
Hi, my name is Michael with a B, and I'm afraid of insects. Stop, stop, stop. Where's the B? There's a B.
So, like,
that's the bear.
This is a very bored
it's a
bear.
Round
now, what's that, Mom. Mr. Bear? You're wanting to kill players today? Ooh, this might not turn out good.
Guess we should.
I mean, it might.
We should probably keep that bear around.
I have diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity?
Yes.
What? Right.
Oh, that's so clever.
What is going on?
Waiting on Coop.
Oh, okay. God. Okay, so scenario number one. And this one is called It's Not About Me. Okay? I just want to stress you. It is not about me.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's a good start.
A player who doesn't learn his spells, isn't it?
So, one session, a player using a cleric... is using, channel divinity turn undead. You know, channel divinity turn undead as an action. You present your holy symbol, speak a prayer towards, like, any undead within 30 feet. They all need to make a wisdom saving throw. If it fails, it's turned for 1 minute or until it takes damage. And then the creature basically just spends its whole turn trying to get as far away from you as it possibly can. And it can't move willingly into a space within 30 feet of you. Yeah. So a player had this ability for about a year, the DM had said. Some of the other players in the party were unfamiliar with the ability, and they questioned aspects of it. Now, the player couldn't really answer them, as it seemed that they had absolutely no idea how it worked and were basically just reading and rereading the ability over and over again to answer any of the questions. And apparently even then, answering some of the questions incorrectly, to which they had to, like, correct themselves a few minutes later and stuff like that. And so the DM, you know, half serious, half joking, just looks at the player and was just like, well, here's what you should do. Memorize your class abilities so that nobody can question you like this ever again. And the cleric player apparently gives him just like a deer in the headlights look and says, well, that's just not gonna happen. And this is where the frustration for the DM kind of starts, is this kind of like response and attitude, like, because like DMs kind of work hard on knowing most things and running the game with a little bit of competency. And so the DM's just like, it slows everything down when a player can't just be like, this is what I'm doing, this is what it does, and this is what it means. And it opens up the door for like arguments, disagreements, frustration, where everybody has to go on their phone and disprove things and stuff like that. So the DM feels that it's like unfair for him to know everything when a player does not do the due diligence to know their own characters. I would like to stress again, this is not about me. So the question I pass off to you guys is this something unfair for the DM to expect?
Spell cards!
No.
I'm done.
Not really. If you're relatively new and you don't know really how a lot of things work, and like some spells have like 100 fucking words to them and they're like they have extra steps, so sometimes it's a little difficult to memorize everything. But like I think it's fine just in the moment to search up the spell and then just have the DM, you know, like, all right, this is how it works, this is how it's gonna work. I think it was just too slow. And that created aggravation because people kept going back and forth on what it does. The minute you read the spell, if the DM doesn't know it, he basically has to make a call there within a couple seconds, whether or not, or the next effects that are going through personally. Or else it slows down and then there's so much argument and then you lose the momentum of the game. But I really don't think like players need to memorize. I certainly don't know everything that goes on with D&D. I'm learning other things in real life. So... I think the DM's just being a little bit too pushy, but I do think that the response of a player going, never going to happen, is a little bit touchy. I think you should be like, yeah, maybe I'll print off some like little cards, or I'll screenshot it on my phone so that it's faster, but that's my personal thing, right?
Makes sense.
Mine is understanding the core ability of your class is always going to be important, right?
Meta magic?
If you are a...
Not about me.
Oh, yeah,
if you are a cleric, understand your channel divinity. Understand... You don't have to learn and know every single spell. For clerics and druids and other prepared spellcasters, you know, that can be a little more difficult, right? Because they have access to all their spells. Depending on what level they are. Knowing the core group of spells you use most of the time is helpful, important. Because it helps speed things along. Now, whenever you get that new spell right that you don't really keep in your repertoire, but it just sounded fun to do this one time around, maybe bring it up in conversation. But don't be like that player who's like deer in the headlights, like, no, I'm never going to do that. Because I get pissed off at podcasts that have players that do that. Like when the cleric in one podcast I was listening to cast Prayer of Healing as an action spell. Whenever it takes 10, they don't read the casting time, they don't read the components it takes for the spell and all this other stuff, and it's like, alright, that's fine, but me over here, guy who listens for the fun of the mechanics as well, is like, I'm dying on the inside, kill me. But yeah, or if you're a sorcerer. Not making this about anyone in particular.
Again, not about anybody in particular.
Not about anybody in particular. Yep. But with sorcerers, like, you have the spells that you choose. Yeah, just read up on them every once in a while. Because they're not changing anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Excellent advice, truly.
Yeah.
Is there a new revision coming out that you just found out about? Of all the spells?
I mean, they added Fizbins, so I've been cracking into that. Whew, those dragon spells are freaking wild, dude.
This is but, wild.
As far as I'm concerned, DM and player, like, I think the player is the one who has the most responsibility in this, because they went like, no, I don't want to memorize anything at all.
Yeah, there should always be effort from both sides, I think. But it shouldn't ever be up to one person in particular, I think, because like, we're all here to have fun and just support each other. So if you're just like, I'm not going to learn, that is a problem.
That's what we're doing?
Yeah.
Learning.
Oh, I was having fun.
We are. We're having fun, but also learning is fun.
Aren't you writing a story with us, Engines? Or are you just here for the fun of it? Just to use me for my stories?
Killing Engines.
Totally here for your stories. I'm just using you. You are my story whore.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Engines was the player in the headlights. All right, so we're...
Yeah, that was him the whole time.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure I have said to ADM or to myself that I will never be able to memorize all my spells.
And that's fair. You'll never memorize all your spells, but I mean, at least you put in effort.
I mean, yeah. I will steer away from spell casters for important games, like games with you guys. Games that we record, I would try and steer away from spellcasters. If I do, I will never swap my spells out.
So
because I'll just forget about it.
What I used to do is if I would obviously plan ahead, and if I didn't know the spell, I usually had it on an app where I have the spell cards. Or I'd be searching it up.
Spell cards. Spell cards are just easy to make.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just write a very quick note that's just a bit more detailed, or a bit less detailed than the actual spell card itself.
Back in the days, before we had open source material, we had to go into the player's handbook, and because we shared one between the five of us, we would all write down our spells on our little cards we got from Dollarama, and we'd write out the entire spell. And you just sort through them, and then D&D came out with these fancy little things with them already pre-printed.
And charge like 15 quid for him. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Minor things.
Yeah.
Shall we meet again?
I blew my dick off in a Cracker Barrel.
Can't get down with the player's head.
Semen between the tits.
Shooting between the tits.
That's it. Shooting between the tits. Let's go. So yeah, hanging player because of literally giving no alternative or taking any responsibility.
What about the bear though? Didn't we reserve that?
Bear? I think the bear will come in. God! I think oh god, he's gonna eat the player.
Hanging and then having a bear eat you—that is terrible.
Yeah.
Eating his genitals
anyway, enough
first.
Enough about the revenant.
Yeah, that's what bears do.
Genitals first, baby.
General Kenobi! Sorry.
Okay.
So, scenario number two. Real PvP.
Oh, no.
So,
we are so against PvP here. This will be interesting.
Right? So, I had to condense this one, like, a lot, because the actual post was tens of paragraphs long. So in essence, there's a guy, he joins his ex's campaign. The ex is actually the DM to that campaign, and the guy makes like a goofy character that wants to stop the consumption of all beef by killing all cattle owners and setting the beautiful beasties free.
Okay,
another one of the players for some reason is just being like super serious and hard ass about everything, tries to make everything about himself, and demands that the guy with the goofy character make a new one, which the guy refuses because he's just like, no. Apparently the whole campaign itself is supposed to be a slightly silly one, the name of it being the Chronicle of the Sorcerer's Crystal Phallus. So
yeah, you can't take yourself too seriously on that.
That should, yeah, exactly. That should tell you something right there. So the serious guy ends up messaging the DM and offers $20 in exchange for kicking the guy out of the group.
Wow.
The serious guy then proceeds to, like, in the second session, go after, like, threatening non-hostile bandits, blames it on the group when they did not help or intervene, and then leaves the entire group after the whole encounter, and then just starts, like, bad-mouthing them on Reddit. So, yeah, so what do you guys think?
Here's 20 bucks.
Kick this motherfucker.
The audacity. I would do it. For 20 quid? Yeah. What do you guys want gone? Who's that? We could get Olive out of here. Yeah, 20 bucks. Anybody? Yeah. I'm desperate for...
Didn't I offer you that for Raz? Like, back when? I'm pretty sure we had that conversation.
No. You offered me 5. It's 20.
Oh, and a blowy.
Ooh, no, that's right. 20 and a blowy.
I mean, that's steep, even for Raz.
Oh, God. Let's do a 10 and a blowy then, I guess. We'll have to discount it. Yeah, he's not worth
all
it.
All right,
not.
So. No, that's a disgusting behavior.
I know, right? That stupid, silly player in them and their
Onyx, did you just transfer me 20 crusade. Bucks? What is this for?
Engines. Subheading Rodar. Yeah, no, wait. Well, okay, for a start, being too silly of a character is kind of going to annoy a lot of people anyway. But being too serious of a character in a silly campaign is also going to annoy a lot of people. But thinking you can pay the DM to remove another player because you didn't get on with them.
Love to see it. I love the audacity of this guy is too silly. Here's 20 bucks, get rid of him.
Almost feel like that's an insult too, because it's just like, am I only worth 20 bucks? Can you not scrounge up more for this? Like,
isn't that technically, wouldn't that be counted as the value of the D&D group though? Like $20 or he leaves type thing? Like the pissy player leaves? Are you okay there?
As a DM, if a guy handed me $20 and was like, hey, can we get rid of this super silly player? I'd be like, anyways, I'll take your 20 and you can no longer come back. Oh, man.
I think that's the ideal world, isn't it?
Yeah, the goal. I love it. Honestly, I love it. But it can't happen, no. D&D is a hobby. We're all here for fun. If something's silly, you bring it up with the DM and the player. You talk it out. See if you can figure it out. Because if you're too silly, you can always dial it back. That's fine. Especially when everyone in the group is like, hey, dial it back. Or if everyone's like, nah, keep the silly. Then it's you, and you can just chill out. Or if you're finding no fun, leave it. Stop bad-mouthing people on Reddit. It's so funny.
It's
so boring.
My thoughts are like, well, what's his name? Josep was meant to be like a solid, serious character. And then you guys like accused him of sucking the king's dick, and I couldn't carry on with him being a super serious paladin fighting for the king's honor when I'm like, yeah, I also give him fucking, you know, a blowy on the side.
I think it was poking fun at you being so on to the king, and then we made a couple jokes and you didn't dissuade them, so we're like, well,
nope.
just did not do anything to dissuade the conversation of, no, I've never blown the king. No, it's like, I'm just going to ignore you. So he's blown the king. Check out his knee armor.
Yeah, the scuff mucks in that knee armor.
But
that was the thing. No. He was meant to be serious. It wasn't. Carry on. Onyx?
Yes?
You were about to say something, then I talked over you.
I'm sorry. So... Oh, God, I'm being infected by the Canadians. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying is that, super serious guy even trying to... Any money thrown at a DM to say, do this for me, is a good way to just not get talked to ever again. As either a DM or as a friend. Because that speaks volumes against me as a DM not being able to handle my own game. And I need monetary compensation to handle my shit. Like, come on, man.
But honestly, we're all into this hobby. And, I mean, hobbies are expensive. Yeah. So $20 is $20. So
That's a dice set, man.
Yeah.
That's a mystery dice set from DiceNB.com.
You get $20 from each player. That's a new book. That's a whole player's handbook.
Yeah.
Be on your way.
Be on your way. Also, the fucking cow farmer killer. I thought that's what was going to be the issue, right? The person killed cow farmers and some other person was playing as a paladin or something. No, it's just this dude wanted to kill cow farmers.
Yep. Hee hee ha ha, star tipping.
Yeah, the law would catch them pretty quickly.
Do you know what, just to be a dick, I would do is just say that cows aren't in this land.
The mass murderer.
The mass movement already happened.
Yeah, the mass murderer.
He only knows about cows because he had a dream.
Martin Luther?
They've got yaks.
I mean, close.
All right, yeah, so player who tried to slip a 20 gets killed by the cartel and dumped into the desert.
Well, that's pretty serious.
And then eaten by the bear.
Now it's silly.
Ha 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 ha! He death.
Keeping themes, baby. Keeping themes.
All right. Scenario number 3: needy players versus railroady DMs. Everybody's favorite topic. So this scenario mainly stems from a question that a DM posted, and it encompasses like a lot of the topics that we've discussed before. The reason the name is what it is. So I'm just going to pose the question to you guys, and I want to hear your thoughts on the matter. Now, it's almost expected of DMs to put in a ton of effort outside of playtime to make the game run smoothly, for the world to feel real, to feel lived in, you know, whatever it is. Seemingly all for the enjoyment of the players, despite the fact that it's a very controversial thing at this point for a DM to request that the players put in, like, effort or to make compromises to make things, you know, easier or more fun for the DM. And this was all from the posts. This was the DM's opinion, not mine. Although I do aside with some of that. So the question that he posed is, like, is writing a plot now considered bad DMing? He asks because of the, like, whole anti-railroady mentality that seems to be, like, permeating a lot of, like, even the scenarios that we've discussed a lot. Like, a player seemed to hate the whole, like, railroad kind of aspect of campaigns. So he's just like, you know, is even writing a plot now considered bad DMing?
That's it?
Yeah.
Anybody want to go first, or me?
So, I've had a couple of newbies in most groups that I have played. But when I start, I do this wonderful tactic where I talk to the players and ask them what they expect or what they would like from my DMing and from the game as a whole. Most of the time, they would be like, well, we're new, so we're not quite sure what we can get away with, what we can do, so why don't you give it to us in a railroady type scenario? And I'm like, cool. What I'll do is I'll write a storyline in the background where if you feel like you want to go a little bit off topic, you can jump into this other storyline that happens while you're doing everything else. That allows you that time then if you do feel a little bit like you want to dip your toe in the water, you could just jump out of the railroad and da-da-da-da-da. But most of the time I've just been asked, do a railroaded plot, because at least then we know where we're going. And there isn't any, like, stale or you know, sort of, like, nothingness. They're not waiting around for something to happen, or they're not... I know that's my job as the DM to, like, push it, but you get what I'm trying to explain. But, yeah, I think railroading is fine as long as it's expected.
Yeah, Railroading is not a bad thing. It can be a bad thing, but in general, it's not a bad thing to give the players something to do, right? It's not a bad thing to put players on a line, because sometimes I've played in groups, right, where I've DM'd and the players would just not do anything. They would just sit on their hands and go, I guess we're drinking all day again. And I'm like, okay, I gotta give these guys something to do. I gotta give these people something to get sent out on and to keep their attention right and give them something fun to do. Because that's my DM style, right? I want to have my players be having fun and being entertained. So what if my big bad got one-shotted, all right? I'm not going to cry about it because they had fun devising a plan to one-shot something very insane. Just how it goes sometimes. But I also do keep things a little more open so that people can explore the world whenever they want to. Like, if they're going to try to monkey wrench things, I'm like, okay, they can go off this way. It's perfectly fine. I don't mind. Because I already planned for that in advance in case they put 10 pennies on the railroad track. That's a myth, by the way, if people didn't know. It's apparently you put 10 pennies on a railroad track and it, like, derails a train.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so. So, yeah, that's me.
Just squish a penny. It's a free penny press.
I mean, after you find it again, that fucker will fling like ages.
Wee. I mean, yeah, that don't need to repeat what everyone else has said. Just talk to your players, understand that, like, hey, what do we want to do? I find railroading to be a little bit nicer of a storyline, but if the players want to play, because, like, a lot of games nowadays are these open world or, like, survival stuff, and that's what a lot of people are starting to enjoy, I notice, especially if they're coming to D&D for the first time, or it's just, you know, something they enjoy, which is, again, fine. So usually they just want to be like, hey, we don't want to, you know, be taken on this grand arc of a big bad boss we get to fight in, like, 30 sessions. We just kind of want to do, like, mediocre quests for, like, you know, 20 sessions. That's what we want to do, and, like, that's fair. That's why you got to talk to your DM. And that's, are people less railroady now? Yeah, I think so, but that's just kind of how it's all shifting. But there's still a ton of people who I play with, or at least who I DM for and other campaigns, where, like, no, we don't want to do that. We want this huge storyline. We want to write a fucking novel together. And really, one of the easiest ways to do that is by a railroad, just because seemingly it's easier to keep players on tracks.
Yeah, I've found podcasting, like any kind of table RPG or anything like that, has kind of lended in a little bit more to railroading. But that's because you're trying to tell a story with your friends that people are listening to, right? If you keep on sending your players off, like, the players keep on wandering off into the middle of a field every single session, listeners don't find that too entertaining, you know? So.
That's fair, actually.
Look, the only time I really think there's ever bad DMing is whenever a DM does some real dumb shit. Railroading is not something that is should be considered bad DMing. At all. Especially if you got a group of new players who you're trying to show the mechanics and show the story world and everything, right? Get them a sense, a feeling of what Dungeons & Dragons and other tabletop RPGs is like.
Well, I mean, even with experienced players, as it said, it's like sometimes you just, like, want a simple story to go through, or it's like your character is going through something, so they need an epic quest or something like that, and it's just like that's something you can only really get from a DM who's prepared. I mean, to be fair, there a lot can come from, like, spontaneity and stuff like that, but yeah.
Well, I mean, with Artemis Red's goal hasn't really changed from since he is first started adventuring. It's to get his name out there. It's to become famous. And he's just going to walk along, and whatever happens, happens. And now he has a big friend who he can travel with and sell himself up as Artemis Red. Yes, Artemis Red was 7'5". Swung a glorious ass.
And if you travel on my shoulders, it will look like I'm wearing the big red hat. From a distance.
He wore a fancy hat and had just rippling muscles and a stunning charisma. And a wit to match.
Who is he?
He's Artemis Red!
It can't be anybody but Artemis.
Wait, wasn't there somebody named Rodart? No! It was Artemis Red all along.
He was using mirror image.
Just had a really tall one for some reason. All right, so who are we killing in this?
Needy players, maybe.
I don't know. Think anybody should Real die in this DMs? One. Yeah, I don't think anybody should die in this one. I think it's just a case of people need to communicate when they start their campaign. You need to talk to each other about. So, people we could kill is non-communicative DMs and players.
Oh, wait. Coop, where do you get all these stories from?
Mainly Reddit.
Okay, so the Stop original going poster... On Reddit. Yeah. Yeah, the original poster who posted this on Reddit is the person who dies, because anybody who posts an OP on Reddit is cringe.
You're cringe. Get out of my
and
house.
And gets to die wait, by my bear.
Wasn't Sky a Redditor?
What? No.
You sure?
I mean, I'm on Reddit, but I don't post. I don't do anything. I literally just kind of surf the news.
There's normal people, and then there's people who post on Reddit, okay? Anyway, Mr. Bear, go eat that person.
Oh, God, he's really going at it.
I feel like we've done a good job.
We've made the world a better place!
One bear eating at a time.
One ass eat.
Oh, nice. Eat that booty.
Alright. If you insist. Silence.
Well, it's because the host is like supposed to end the show now because we went through all the scenarios.
Assuming that was all three.
You don't.
Yes. That was.
You guys
don't
want to keep talking?
But there was a secret fourth mystery. Ooh!
You did actually. Didn't you actually say there was an extra bit?
No. I didn't add that.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of saving it till next time.
Oh, that's right.
Got our hopes up for nothing.
Bastard! I'm British, we can say that.
Imagine being
busted?
British.
Yeah, we're all bastards down here.
This guy's British.
Who is?
Anyway. Thank you all for joining us on this on another episode of Dungeon Death Sentence, where I think we killed an equal number of DMs and players, or
that's impossible. There are three people and three scenarios.
Well, I don't think we killed any DMs. We killed the Redditor, we killed the player.
Two players.
Yeah.
Well, the Redditor was a DM, so okay, so it's 2-1 then.
Oh, okay. That's closer to middling.
Yeah. Well.
All other DMs are bad because they railroad their players.
All right, thanks, Trev.
Sheesh.
Like, railroad that lady DM, I don't know.
Damn!
Well, thank you guys honest? As well for all of your input and opinions and stuff.
Heck it.
I'm sorry, are you trying to end the show here?
I'm trying to, yes. You asked and then I can't finish it, apparently. Yeah. Special thank you to Onyx, Sky, and Engines all for helping me execute all these lovely and terrible people.
Oh.
We'll catch you guys next time, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.